another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank, I'm Pete. Over to the 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock arrow from me is Brent.
Is that Central Standard Time?
No.
Just always?
It's on a clock.
Oh, okay.
An American clock. Today in the booth, we have Dan T to my immediate left.
Hello.
You may remember him from past episodes. You haven't been here in a while.
I know.
Good. All right. Matt's here.
Hello.
I guess, Dan, you're basically fighting your own fight for this time.
Yeah, I haven't.
Nobody cares about you anymore.
I've been busy.
I didn't want to come back to the podcast until there was a lamp made out of a wooden duck in the room.
Right. We're in my new place. I moved to Columbia Heights and live in a house with a studio. A recording studio.
That's us. Fucking professional.
I love the green.
Dude, yeah.
Also, Matt's here, too.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, he introduced me.
You've heard Matt.
It's not a dick.
You've heard Matt recently on the show.
Hello.
He helps out with the web links and such.
I'm really good at copy and paste.
Right.
I'm the best.
Matt, you know, it does save me some time, so I appreciate what you do.
Yeah, you know, control V, that's a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You got to control the VD, too. Matt, did you get my joke? Matt has pube bugs.
And crotch crickets.
It sucks.
That's...
I remember the podcast being a lot funnier.
Just getting warmed up, baby.
Yeah.
I used all my That's funny. I got to drink some more podcast juice. And actually,
okay.
I'm going to do that. You guys.
So, first topic, life. What do you have to say about life?
I want to talk about one thing.
Okay.
I can't stop eating. We all know that.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like there's some things... That I shouldn't stop eating, and I'm going to tell you one of them.
Okay.
Somebody had the genius idea to put corned beef and sauerkraut inside of an egg roll at this restaurant that I was just at. And it's called Cooper. It's over in St. Louis Park, and I can't stop thinking about them. I'm looking at you right now.
So it's basically like a Reuben and a...
Right. They're called Reuben rolls. Nice. Rick Rubin rolls, but I'm literally doing that cartoon thing right now where you're talking to me and all I can see is a Rubin roll talking out of your fucking head. So I'm going to probably gain more weight. I was going to go the other way with it, but I'm thinking I should probably get bigger.
Do they make diet Rubin rolls?
No.
That sucks.
The only way you get diet Rubin rolls is if you just get a half order.
Yeah, that's at least cutting some calories.
That's also cutting a lot of fun out of your life.
So why... What was your original point? Was eating less?
No, eating more.
More.
I think people should eat more.
Okay.
I don't think that, I mean, look, here's the thing. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm going to die soon.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think, but I'm going to race.
You already lived long.
I'm going to race all of my diseases. Here's what I'm doing. I'm taking all of my diseases that I have that are all fighting to kill me at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm putting in my own. Which is my obesity. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to try and beat them.
I'm going to kill me first.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to kill me before the fucking whatever my brain's doing to me. So, my point...
You have brain worm?
I'm brain rats.
Brain rats.
Yeah, it sucks. Ass bats. I got everything.
You should get some brain rat traps.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So, if you notice my voice started to sound like this of future podcasts, it's because I'm getting fatter.
Oh my god.
How's Pete, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How you like in school?
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know that we've ever talked about this before, but
why do we want to?
Well, because I want people to know you better.
Okay.
What's the end game for you?
To make a job happen. Yeah.
Rush right there.
Rush right into work.
Rush into work when I'm 30. I think I've put off enough time to say.
But don't you think you're
maybe
just gonna...
it's time to actually make some money?
Pete, you have the lowest tolerance for misery of anybody I know. Don't you think you're just going to be miserable when you get your job?
I don't have a low tolerance for misery.
Yes, you do.
That's not at all true.
That's very true.
I'm very patient and very, very able to deal with things.
Yeah, but you hate everything.
On the outside. In the inside, I love everything.
What's that?
No, here's the thing. Any job I've ever had that lasts more than 2-3 years, you get used to it, and you don't give a shit. There's not, like, a perfect job out there that's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, there is the guy that eats all the fucking Reuben rolls.
Oh, thank you.
Who's that guy?
Me.
My dad.
What?
God. Why do you think he moved to Montana?
That's right, because your mom beat him all the time.
Well, he's a small man.
Get your mic more into your face.
Oh, sorry.
It's cool.
Pretend it's a Reuben roll.
Hello.
So you are going to be a copywriter or something? Or
Technical writer.
Technical writer, and that's going to sustain you for the rest of your life.
Sure.
I don't see it.
We'll take your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is boring.
It's actually pretty fun.
What do you do? But all you do is like... make copies and fix copiers and shit like that?
No.
What do you do?
I've been there for 10 years. I fucking watch movies all day. And
but you actually do some work.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. No, I don't.
You do zero things.
Today, I went
in. I don't
in,
believe that.
I went in at 9, and I fucked on the internet until about noon, and then I ate a roast beef sandwich, of course. And then a friend that I work with and I watched a movie until about 3, and then I went home early, and then I went out to a bar with my girlfriend.
Okay.
Pretty average day.
Yeah.
Did you go to Cooper?
Yeah, I did. I had Reuben rolls.
Did you get the Reuben rolls?
Have you ever been to Fogo de Chao?
Yeah, a couple of times. Three times,
It's just like
actually.
A meat place.
Yeah.
You just get like...
yeah, you get a little card that's red on one side and green on the
other.
Yeah,
you just get soaked meat.
Yeah.
And you just eat your fucking meat face off.
Yeah.
I want to go there.
We should go tonight.
All right. Well, how late is it open? 24 hours?
9:15.
I know a guy. He'll get us in.
For sure.
All right, so I'm going to be a fat shit. Pete's going to fucking be a technical writer. Dan, still cracking away at it, or just did you give up? Did you give up yet?
I gave up a long time ago.
Yeah.
Dan always has a lot to add.
Well, I feel like Dan's putting on a bit of a fucking little front for himself. I feel like Dan's actually not as miserable as he comes off as.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice
I think
hat.
That too.
He's got a nice hat on.
Or maybe he just really cannot deal with anything.
I don't think. I think Dan's. I think Dan's a pretty good guy.
You're fine. I know what Matt has in his future. He's going to drive his death metal ice cream truck in the Minneapolis parade. Is that right?
Northeast Minneapolis parade. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Matt.
So provide some background for what your death metal ice cream truck.
It
is.
All started.
It all.
Wow.
Well, the ice cream truck is the anti ice cream truck for all ice cream trucks in the neighborhood.
Can you talk less boring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in
what was the impetus for building a death metal ice cream truck? Did you say like these normal ice cream trucks have had it too good for too long? I gotta.
Actually, I have a scar because of the ice cream man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Ice cream man?
Yeah, the ice cream.
Not
man,
you.
Yeah.
The death metal ice cream truck.
No,
driver?
Like back when I was like 8, 9 years old.
Did he burn?
Did you just run up? You were so excited for ice cream that you just smashed your face into the truck.
It was
when
it
similar stopped.
To that, but it was I. The problem with the ice cream man is like if you catch him. And then you don't have money. You have to like ask him
suck
to stop.
His dick.
Yeah, you have to. Well, there's you're only 8, so I mean, you have to do something with it. Anyway, I mean, you don't have that big of money. Never mind. I told him to wait, and I ran back in the house, and I came back, and he was already driving away, and I was out in my front porch of the house that I lived at in North Minneapolis, and I was pounding on the glass window. And I broke through the window and cut my wrist.
Did you
try to call the ice cream man to come back?
Did the city then send you a plaque for hungriest kid ever?
For the most pathetic reason to get a scar.
There's our
man. And the worst part, I was in like a Ninja Turtle like bathing suit because I was like,
what?
Like swimming in a. I was swimming into my backyard in like this little wading pool.
Was there a pool or were you just swimming in the yard?
I was bathing.
Just
out
rolling
the
around in the yard.
Yeah.
Bathing in your own filth.
And I was just like rolling around. No. There was this like shitty like little waiting pool, and I was like going around and like, holy shit, Ding Ding Man ran out to the front.
Okay,
hey, I'll be right back.
Ding Ding Man.
Yeah,
that had nothing to do with ice cream.
Something to do with the ice cream.
So you wanted ice cream I'm so hot from swimming in my fake pool. I gotta get some ice cream, and you fucking pounded through the glass.
I pounded. Well, no, I went out. I caught him first, and then I said, holy shit, I don't have any money. I have to go back. I didn't say shit because I don't fucking mouth. Oh, with
what?
So, I didn't swear.
Fuck that noise.
But I ran back inside, came back down, and he was already on his way out. And that's when I started pounding on the glass.
Do you think they have like some sort of protocol set up at the ice cream man headquarters?
Probably have like a countdown
for kids
system.
Like you.
They have a countdown like, system, I'm sure.
They're like, all right, if you're ever attacked by a fucking, like, I don't know.
A
I don't,
meaty 8-year-old?
Just a little.
Like a little meaty 8-year-old.
Little land monster that won't take no and has no money. And he's,
we'll cut up this old body just to get ice cream.
He gladly spill blood for ice cream. What did he do?
He just drove away.
What?
Yeah, he was driving away, and I was trying to catch his attention by being on the window.
That's like harkens back to a better time in our life when you could just fucking cut a kid and then have to worry about it.
And that's the other thing is like, my wrist is bleeding, and I go to my mom, like, I cut myself, and she's like, "What did you do?" And I told her what happened, and
I bet you
she's like, "Oh, you're fine."
I bet the
she's
first
like,
thing,
oh, like, and you know, I'm only a little kid, and like, I'm pretty sure cutting your wrist is not a good thing.
I bet the first thing she said was, "Well, did you get the ice cream or not?"
Otherwise, I want my money back.
I did, but I ate it.
You did all ice cream all over my face. Like, no.
No, I fell into a red puddle of whatever. Well, that sucks. So anyway, now you decided you want to get back at the ice cream man by building your own disgusting death metal ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's a piece of shit. It's disgusting. No, it's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll put a picture on the website.
The internet, it's... Shapeless. What'd you do with your arm then?
It's called the jack-off motion.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, yeah, it moved Pete's mattress, but I mean, what else is it good for? What else is it good
for? It didn't actually completely fit in there, but we stuffed it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Can we get a noise on this podcast for when someone says something dumb and we want people to hear the jack-off noise? Like if it just goes like, like that. There it is. So, hey, will you marry me? Jack off noise.
Oh God!
So explain briefly and excitingly the death metal ice cream truck.
It's a black ice cream truck that plays death metal and has usually a bottle of booze in it.
And you put stickers on the side that look like ice cream but have death metal bands.
Right,
on
right. So in the you know when usually they have ice cream cones that have like Spider-Man or something like that or like a kid's cartoon. Instead of doing that, I used insignias from. Bands like Strapping Aladdin,
sure,
Opeth, and
how cool would it be if there was like a cool kid that? Have anyone ever like actually tried to buy it from you?
Oh my god!
Really?
One time I was driving
by ice cream or the van.
Oh, the,
is that no, like, has any kids ever been like, "Can I have a Devin Townsend pop?" Cannibal Corpse cone.
The only thing I've ever seen has been driving past kids who have been chasing me down, and then like I'll just see them mouth, "What the fuck?" like fuck, you know? And, like I'll just keep driving and laugh and everything. But I did get a guy that was trying to buy from ice cream from me, like on the road, like on, I don't know, 30 miles an hour, and he was you know, holding out a $20 bill, like you sell ice cream, and not at this speed.
Did it come full circle and he punched your glass out?
He didn't.
What do cops think of your truck?
They think it's hilarious. I got pulled over one time.
Yeah.
And it was probably the worst time I could have ever been pulled over because this other friend of mine who was on a she didn't want to get a ride because she was really drunk. Right? But she wanted to ride her bike.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, "Well, if you don't want to ride, I'll just follow you to the next bar."
Did she have big cans?
She did.
Did you play with them?
I didn't.
Pete, what have you been up to lately?
Nothing.
All right, go ahead. Big cans.
So, as you know, it's 1 a.m. There's a black ice cream truck following a young lady on a bicycle to another bar.
Black guy's scream truck?
Black ice cream truck? Ice cream truck.
Go ahead.
And, I got pulled over, and I said, "Holy shit, I think I'm getting pulled over." And she's like, "That sucks," and just kept going, and left me there to get, you know, pulled over and probably get a DWI.
Were you raped?
I didn't, not there.
Okay. Have you ever been raped?
Does it have the ice cream truck guts in it still?
No, there's no freezer or anything. I put a couch in the back.
So you had a chick with giant cans in your couch filled ice cream truck, and she didn't put out?
Well, no, I almost got arrested.
No.
Sorry.
I just want you to get fucking laid in that ice cream truck.
Well, that's a different story, but I mean, we can...
Have you fucked in that ice cream truck?
I don't want to talk about it.
Will you be fucking in that ice cream truck during the Northeast Minneapolis parade?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. We have many plans for the parade.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's one of them open back door fucking in the ice cream truck.
It's like, all
can
right,
people
right.
enter?
All right, we just gotta. I mean, the windows are tinted, but I mean, we're still like in the backseat. Like someone might see, but
you could feasibly just
seriously
pull
people could see into the back.
No. I mean, like in the front to the back.
Oh yeah.
So
of
I
course.
Mean, they could see that, but I mean,
no one's gonna look there though.
No, they're gonna be looking at the know, fucking holy, yeah.
You should change it just for one day to the Two Live Crew ice cream truck.
Yeah?
And just blast Two Live Crew songs and then act them out.
What do you mean?
Like, you know that song, like that face down, ass up, that's what we like to fuck song?
Or Pop That Pussy.
Pop the Pussy, yep, yeah, that's a good one.
Pop that pussy,
you
pop,
just do
pop
what
this, that pussy.
What Luther Campbell's telling you to do.
And everybody in the, like, that's walking yeah. alongside it, it's like...
It'll be like a fucked up version of the fucking, of the Hokey Pokey. With Luther Campbell as your... Whatever, shoutmaster,
ringmaster, yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys want to play a Pantera song?
Pete, I always want to play a Pantera song.
Okay, this is Strength Beyond Strength.
Bye.
We're back.
Yeah, we are. fucking back, all right? Don't get all fucking excited about it, Dan.
The next segment we're calling Let's Get Huey High.
He's a live animal.
Huey is my cat who is currently living with Matt.
Hey, Dr. Seuss, why don't you calm down?
He is quite fat.
Yes, he is a fat ass.
And he's full of snot.
And he snots all over the place.
Huey is a fucking, he's a hard cat to love, isn't he?
Fuck no, he's awesome.
I know.
He's just, like, he's just dirty and gross, but he is, like, the personality-wise.
Oh, no, he's great. He's got a great disposition, but
yeah,
he's just, what would you say, full of snot?
Yeah. Absolutely. He sneezes on everything. Oh, he gets boogers.
He has a language.
Afterwards,
in the face.
He just licks it off his face. He doesn't clean his paw. Oh, sorry.
Are you saying that Pete's got
keep
bad
the microphone
manners?
In your face.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, we don't want to miss one second of this disgusting description of Pete's retarded cat.
I once said, like, he had probably enough of, like, the volume of his own skull and snot spread across his own face, and he licked it all off.
Hey, you know what's really cool?
And I watched him do it all. And I've been to the Holocaust Museum, and there's one thing, but look at that. That's not coming off of his face. It's cool.
Why did you just bring up the Holocaust Museum?
Because there was like awful, and there's Huey's face full of snot.
Matt, is there, whatever. You're putting me in the
Do you want to talk about your
Holocaust
cat now?
Holocaust Museum. I love my
the
cat.
The meanest cat
bullshit.
Ever born.
That's bullshit. That's you.
I've seen that cat scratch Pete's eyes out of his head.
We wrote down that we were going to have this conversation, but I don't know how comfortable I feel about having cat conversations.
No, you're right.
I hate listening to them.
I think if you're going to get more listeners, I think at least sometimes these guys talk about cats.
Show any cats or have any cats on the air, but they talk about them, and boy, do I love that.
If this is a boxing match, we'll say that the main event is the pot, and the cat is just the opponent. What's like? The A side of this story is the pot. So
okay.
Make with
so
the pot.
Matt started getting my cat's eye.
Yeah, it
put the mic in your face.
Just started out with one, and I'll just keep it over here for a second. And after a while, like they always like you have two cats at my house.
Yes, Huey and Igmu.
Right, and Igmu is a scrapper who is always starting shit.
Yeah, but, Igmu can kill some shit.
Yeah,
that might be the meanest cat ever made too.
Fuck no, she's awesome.
If we're going to sit down and rank mean cats, we're going to be here all night.
Fucking cat people. Like, oh, I have the cutest kitty.
Dude, you don't know. You don't know.
Come on, get
I have the most bloodthirsty cat.
Dan.
Get a cat.
Dan, you don't know.
Get a cat. Oh, he's going to get a kitty.
Dan, unless you've been there, you don't know. Anyway, so Matt's a pothead.
If not now, you never were.
So I have a lot of problems that I deal with on an evening basis.
What do you think is the main one?
The main problem?
Sadness? Is it sadness?
It's usually hunger.
Oh. You know what you should try? Reuben rolls. They're really good.
I'm sure I've, tried to con, my local delivery service to bring me some.
Yeah, break their windows.
Just put some Reuben on a pizza. Why can't you do it?
They can. They do. Matt is a pothead.
Absolutely.
Somewhat.
You smoke pot?
Thanks for coming, Dan.
You're not really progressing the story.
He's actually kind of is proving he's a giant pothead, though. It's like, this fucking story is already way too long.
Right.
Should we move on to the next topic?
No. I want to hear about what happens to your dumb cats when they get stoned, by the way.
Then make it quick.
All right. Well, usually Igmu is the one that always starts and ends the fights, but recently every time...
What the fuck are you talking about fights for? Talk about blowing bong rips in their face.
This is what I'm saying. This is not going to be an interesting story. It's a cat story.
You're right.
Cat stories suck.
Yeah.
Make it a pot story.
Stick a fork.
And instead of cats, pretend they're little Mexican people.
Huey doesn't have a problem with learning the English language and being. Every time I'm in the bathroom, he tries to come into the bathroom with me. And one time, one morning after I was hungover, he actually said the word Matt. It was more like Matt. He just goes Matt.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fucked up if your name was Jeff, but he still said Matt? Oh boy. So you blow fucking bong loads in their face, and then what happens?
Quit continuing the story.
Yeah, it's done.
You're running this train into the ground.
Me? He didn't tell what happened to the pothead cats yet.
That's why I'm saying we should just move on.
It's not that interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, name one famous cat.
Garfield.
Garfield.
Cat from outer space.
Tootsies.
Tootsies, Garfield, and it goes on forever.
Okay. Touche.
Snowman.
Heathcliff.
All right, so Cat.
Isn't that a dog?
Cat gets high by Matt's hand and bong loads. Moving on.
That was a fucking train wreck.
We wanted to talk about using one hand to play video games while you're on the toilet, and I have some comments to make on this, but I'll let Matt start since it was his idea. Go ahead.
Oh, because you get it off.
Because you kept saying them. Now put the mic in front of your face and aim it at your mouth.
It's been
aim it this way.
All right. Like this?
Let me tell you something about SM-57s. They shoot a straight line.
They're directional mics.
Yes. You want to direct it right into your throat.
Gotcha. All right. Kay. So I've found that playing video games on my phone while using the bathroom.
Let's go back to talking about the cats.
All right.
Let's bring up the energy a little bit.
All right. So there I am, and I'm playing video games on the toilet.
With one hand?
With one hand, because...
Okay. Why do you only use one hand? Because I am able to play video games.
What's going on with your other hand?
It just seems like a lot more sanitary.
Are you holding yourself on the toilet?
One hand can be covered in dong and touching your phone with two
hands. I'm just saying, like, you know, one hand's been through some shit in, like, the last couple seconds, and I don't want to...
Why are you touching your own shit?
How else are you going to put it down the toilet?
You use toilet paper.
Yeah.
Well, if you're using toilet paper, like, fucking game is over.
Toilet what?
This is going to turn into a cat story again, isn't it? Oh, fuck. So your big gripe is that they should, give you an extra hand to play video games with or something? Or
no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, if I could grow another hand, I mean, that'd be ideal.
So what kind of games can you play
with your
hand?
Own shit?
I don't know, like card games and shit. Like
okay. Well, I play Tetris. I hold the phone with one hand and I tap with the other one.
Remember when the only phone game was that Snake?
Yeah.
And you just run around.
No one can beat me at Snake. I'm the best at Snake.
I don't have any games on my phone. I just fucking look at hockey shit all day.
Ooh.
Is that a game?
Do you have Snake?
No, I got games, I can
beat you at Snake.
I'm sure you can. I just don't get the games that came stock with the phone, and I'm not going to download other ones because there's too much hockey stuff for me to look at.
Mm. You're too self-actualized to play video phone games.
Well, if it's not hockey, I don't understand why you would play, No, I understand. So Matt basically wants to either dump cleaner or get some more digits to fuck around with the phone with. Or can you download an app where you get a less... like shit on your hands.
I think this is like more like more or less like bitching about being blind. Like it's, you can't help it.
Well, no, you're right.
It's right in my face. It's right.
You're aiming it like this.
Can this next segment be about how fucking Matt doesn't understand the physics?
I don't even know how to use a microphone. Why were all my stories?
I told you to aim it in your throat. Can you did it,
Pete. You said you had something to add about this.
Oh, mostly that I use two hands. I don't see what the problem is. I don't have to tuck my dick. It just aims right down into the toilet.
Yep.
I do my mess, and then I get done with the game, and I clean up.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just at work, or do you do it all the time?
Anywhere.
You don't read when you shit?
No.
Wow. That's weird.
Why is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I'm saying like No. I wouldn't say mean weird like in a bad way. I just read when I shit. Let's go around the room. How long is your average shit experience?
With or without a phone?
Ballpark it with a phone.
With a phone, 20 minutes.
Damn. Yeah, 10, 15.
I was going to say 20. Yeah.
I was going to say 12.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Did you fart?
I could fart.
No, it's fucked up because I know people who go, oh my God, I got a shit so bad. And they go, like, oh, that was crazy. It was like 10 seconds. You're like, how does that, is that satisfying?
You
got
to kind of let it sit and marinate.
Thank
for
you.
A minute.
Yeah, and I have a theory.
Well, I mean, when you're already sitting and you're at work,
and
you don't want to go back to
and
work.
And your butt's open.
God, this is awesome. This went in such a great direction.
Good job. Do you know how there's so many...
You guys
like,
are doing a great job.
Thanks, Dan. You know how there's so many like products and commercials and shit for like girls to be have smoother BMs and stuff and like...
No?
There's all sorts of like stool softeners.
Smoother
and all
BMs?
Poop? Yes.
Like it comes out polished?
No, it's just...
Disproving the theory? You
to
can't
keep
polish
them regular. Hold on. Just fucking hear me out.
Oh, Activia.
Yes. Like stuff to... Like there's so much products geared toward letting girls finally shit or something.
Like fiber and shit?
Just all sorts of shit.
Women have
name
really
one.
Bad
I have no idea what
there
you're
There's so
about.
Many problems girls... have problems shitting. And here's my theory.
No, what name a product that helps you?
Well, he just mentioned Activia, that yogurt shit.
It's yogurt?
Yeah.
So it gives you like the probiotic.
So if you ever eat Activia, you will just shit your pants.
You'll have your period.
Out your ass.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, and just don't make a gay comment, is that there's just a lot of women have problems being regular.
Penis and butt.
And like, the reason is because they don't give it enough time. Yeah. Like guys go in and shit, and it's a fucking experience.
I think the problem is that people who don't like sitting on the toilet, they wait till they really have to shit.
Sure, exactly.
And then they sit down and they go, and then they get up, wipe off, and go to town.
When you wake up in the morning, even if you don't have to shit, like I know a shit's coming, I'll just get on the can and fucking start reading a Ring magazine,
that's
fucking hanging out.
That's how guys do it.
I know, but girls don't do that. They're like, I got to be perming my pubes or whatever the fuck they do, and then they go, like you said, like you wait till you actually have to shit. Like with me, I'm like, I know the shit's coming. Let me just sit and fucking we'll wait it out. So I think what girls need to do is exercise this little thing called patience and rationality and just realize that the poop is going to come out no matter what and just fucking sit on the can and party.
I have no problem with other people's BM activity. If people want to not spend time on the toilet, that's fine. I personally am going to sit down and take my time and enjoy the experience.
And that's why we're best friends.
And hang a dartboard on the back of the stall and throw darts at it.
All that shit. People should really experience pooping.
Yeah.
It should
be our campaign.
It's like doing acid then going to bed. It's like, what the fuck, what's the point? If you're going to fucking poop, get in there and really poop.
This is prescribed acid.
Yeah.
I need it to sleep.
Medicinal acid. Oh, God. Once again, girls ruin everything, even pooping.
Okay, let's go to a commercial. This is called Regular People by Pantera.
You think you wow? I take away. Take it with me.
Let's do some week late news and get this shit out of here.
All right.
This is week late news, Charlie Sheen edition.
Okay. Today, I should mention, is February 26th. I haven't been releasing episodes regularly, so this might be more than week late news.
Doesn't matter.
Hopefully, I'll get them up this weekend. I'm going to say probably not.
Doesn't matter.
Can we do news that will be relevant like even 10 years from now?
Can we predict the news?
Dan, like the permafrost is melting.
Just stop talking and coming up with ideas.
In the northern hemisphere.
here's a news flash. You can't choke tigers.
Okay.
No matter how
tigers
hard
are immune
you try
to
your girlfriend.
Tigers are immune to being choked.
A wooden duck will always be a wooden duck.
There's a reason.
Never
this
a
is
real
a two-man
duck
show. Charlie Sheen,
yes,
star of The Chase,
Two and a Half Men,
Two and a Half
Hot
Men,
Hot Shots Part Two.
Here's my Charlie Sheen
thing. Network.
There you go,
Charlie. I'm torn on Charlie Sheen.
Why?
Well, because in one regard, he's a fucking lunatic, and his show is terrifying, and he gets paid more money than fucking God to do dumb shit. But on the other side, he's just such a righteous fucking dude that I don't know. I don't know if I can fault him
he
for being.
He does like to party.
Hey, the guy's like 40-something or other, 48, 45.
Does he have like a missing tooth like right here?
He's missing everything. He's got fucking missing panties.
He's pulling
it
out himself.
He's got a peg leg.
He's got a peg leg. He's got one leg that's full of barbecue sauce. No, but like, think of your everybody in this room. If you had the money he had, what would you do? The exact fucking same thing.
That's why
does.
I don't want to play the lottery.
Exactly. What?
That's why I don't want to play the lottery.
Because you'll win?
Because if I win, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, God.
It's going to be like pissing off on top of hotel buildings. And
yes. Be like, oh, hey, there goes Matt again. Oh, his balls are empty.
The
like
richest
always.
Guy with a jet.
Jet ski that runs on land somehow. God,
you know, the,
damn,
the,
is he
the
rich.
The best thing about him, though, is he doesn't do, he's not doing anything that, like pathetic.
No,
sad
he's doing shit that everybody goes, oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
We're doing right yeah. now.
Yes, only not as hard.
Hang on with Charlie Sheen.
The thing is, and he's a prime example of this, if you fuck up, or I'm putting air quotes up, if you fuck up in the biz, which is like, you know, fucking somebody or drugs or beating somebody up, like, you that can ruin your career, but if you just fess up to it and go like, yeah, I totally did that. What? Who cares?
Like a Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly. No, but he stopped doing his shit that was weird. Like, he stopped breaking into kids' beds and stuff. But like, but Charlie Sheen's like, yeah. Let me know when it's illegal to fucking bang prostitutes. Oh, that's okay. Well, let me know when it's legal to do cocaine. Oh, that's no. I'm still gonna do it. He just doesn't fucking care. That's kind of cool in a way. I mean, the guy's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars. So who gives a shit? But
Brent has some quotes. He'd like
these
to
are quotes. Apparently, is this as far as we researched? Is apparently he lost his mind. Yelled at some motherfucker on that show, and then they canceled the show, right?
Two and a Half
What's
Men?
The show?
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men. It's got a skinny, weird guy and a fat kid.
Yep. I know.
To quote...
No offense, Matt.
Matt, look, don't include me in your sadness.
No one could hear that.
I know.
Okay, so Charlie Sheen. Talking about Charlie Sheen. He says... People are mystified by this odyssey that refuses to quit calling itself Charlie Sheen. Which that's basically...
What a dickbag.
That's Charlie Sheen basically saying, I don't have to make any sense if I don't want to. Next quote, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy.
What? That's are you making that up?
I'm dead serious. These are all fucking
Does
real.
Does he give a reason why?
No.
What? The Tom Jefferson is
I don't know
a pussy?
You if you need to fucking explain that one. He's a fucking pussy. What? I don't know. It's Charlie Sheen. So then
Charlie Estevez.
Then he says Charlie Sheen is a fucking mess. Oh my God. It was
Would you have ever thought like we'd be talking about Charlie Sheen like this?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like Men at Work, The Chase, Charlie
Sheen.
There
was a time when him and like Emilio Estevez were like the biggest stars on earth.
Like biggest high five you ever seen.
Yeah. What?
You know, they went into at the end of the movie.
Are you talking about Coach Gordon Bombay?
That was at the beginning. You were doing the trash can lid high five move.
Oh, yeah. We've been back to Men at Work. All right. He says, somebody asked him something about apparently, not giving interviews or whatever. And he says, because why give an interview when you can leave a warning? I'm not fair game. I'm not a soft target. There's a new sheriff in town, and he has an army of assassins. So apparently Charlie Sheen has an army
of assassins
that he controls. I'm pretty sure they're hobos and prostitutes.
Well, with $500,000 an episode, I mean, how could you not afford an army?
Dude, you know what's funny about that, what you just said? Is it's $2 million an episode.
Are you serious?
I'm dead fucking serious.
That show is huge.
Yeah, why? Have you ever watched that?
My parents love that show.
It's insane.
My parents...
That your parents love you.
Love that show. They love that show. They love that science dorky one on the same channel, whatever it's called. Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And then there's How I Met Your Mother, which they also love.
But see, out of all those shows, if I had to pick one that was embarrassing that your parents like, it would be 2.5 Men. Because it's basically, here's the setup.
Parents don't give a fuck.
Parents just don't understand. Little fat kid. Sorry, Matt. Just going to do that every time. It's like when there's a black guy in the room. This little black guy. Not like.
It's because I have a new black dad.
It's a joke. God. No, the little fat kid goes, beep, pop, boop. And then the guy goes, oh, you don't think you should do that. And then Charlie Sheen goes, dude, sex and drugs. And then that's the whole show.
I will admit, for like a multiple camera fucking TV show, whatever sitcom, they maybe get a little edgier than some of the other garbage that's out there, but
yeah.
What do they do? Like
he fucks people all the time, and
they're like, oh, he's so saucy.
Dirty dog. Charlie Sheen.
I'm going to pour me a drink and jizz on someone.
His real life is like imitation
kind
of his art.
Yes, yeah.
But like he had to take it to the next level.
Yeah, but on the show, he doesn't say stuff like this. If they do discover my blood to be tiger blood, I hope nobody will be shocked.
Holy Christ.
Okay, now this guy obviously, okay, we're all in some way guilty of substance abuse at certain varying degrees.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen clearly is a fucking disgusting fucking cokehead and drunk, right? We all get that, right? So now he's like playing it down. He's newsflash, I'm special. The only thing I'm addicted to now is winning.
Oh, all man. Right. He's good.
And then he says, then they asked him again, well, don't you think you have a disease? And he says, I have a disease. Bullshit. I cured it with my brain. So, hey, substance abusers.
Who is he talking to in this?
Just like an interview. And he was.
You don't know who it was with?
Entertainment Tonight.
No, it was like most.
Journalist.
No, I think it was TMZ, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go.
But no, newsflash, substance abusers.
Yeah,
cure it with your brain like Charlie Sheen did. I just, I don't know. I love the taste of whiskey. It just always use your brain, faggot. Okay,
you're sorry. Drinking a big beer.
Yeah, I know. and then two more, and then we'll be done with this whole thing. Charlie Sheen is most of the time, and this includes naps. I'm an F-18, bro. I will destroy you in the air and deploy my ordnance
F-18?
To the ground. F-18.
Oh. I don't know. 16.
No, it says 18.
That's okay. A fighter jet.
Thanks, Dan. It's our local plane expert, Dan.
In-house plane.
Local plane and men at work expert, Dan T.
Men at workologist.
Yes, they uncovered a ring of nuclear waste. Oh,
what the fuck was that? Did you say nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Anyway.
Then the last one, he says, I'm so tired of pretending my life isn't perfect and bitching and winning every second. I'm not perfect and bitching and just delivering the goods at every fucking turn.
I feel like he should hang out with Phil Anselmo.
I feel like he is. That's what I was just going to say. I feel like he's either a professional wrestler.
Room. Like he's in the hotel across the room.
Yeah, no, he's going, Phil, what should I tell these people? And he goes, well, I'll tell you what the fuck to tell them. Tell them you're a goddamn fighter plane, bro. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, in context with what I'm going through, like with a kind of a labor dispute with my show. Dude. Tell him you got tiger blood. Phil, this is. I love how in this scenario, Charlie Sheen just got super rational. They pay me $2 million an episode. Maybe I shouldn't bite the hand that feeds. Bro, listen to me. I've been through something like this before with pan fucking terror. Oh, boy. Yeah, Charlie Sheen's a fucking dick.
All right. Anybody have any final thoughts? Jerry Springer style. That's a terrible reference.
Well, I think if we're summing up this episode, basically Charlie Sheen rules. Taking dumps is something the girls need to get a fucking grasp on.
Yep.
Leave the ice cream man alone.
Yep. Oh, he's an asshole. Fuck that guy.
High five your bros with and, trash can lids yep. and
eat
chance you get.
Eat Reuben
and eat
rolls.
Reuben rolls and eat more than you more than it, when you think you're full, keep eating.
Well, thank you, Dan and Matt, for coming on this program.
Again, I wish I had come.
Dan, you can come on
this
the show.
This is a family episode.
Nothing will replace these times we shared together.
If you repeat Bane lyrics on this show again, I will kill you.
Those are Bane lyrics?
That sound like it. Oh, you're dead to me, Mexico.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine. And the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. Though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.